This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's on hold again, that new law in Texas that would allow it to arrest migrants suspected of crossing into the U.S. illegally.
Just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for Texas to arrest migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally, an appeals court put the law on hold temporarily. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a late-night order Tuesday, putting the law on pause ahead of oral arguments scheduled for today. During the short time the law was in effect Tuesday, Texas authorities did not announce that any arrests had been made or say whether it was being actively enforced. The Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the law. It instead kicked back to the lower appeals court, a challenge led by the Justice Department, which has argued that Texas is overstepping the federal government's immigration authority. Donna Water, Washington.
Billions for Intel. That's what President Biden will say today as he visits chipmaker Intel's campus in Arizona. The Biden administration will give Intel as much as $8.5 billion and $11 billion in loans for computer chip plants in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon. So, who won those primaries in five states yesterday?
President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump topped the ballots in five state primaries: Arizona, Illinois, Kansas, Ohio, and Florida, where Trump cast his ballot at a recreation center in Palm Beach.
I voted for Donald Trump.
But Florida Democrats canceled their primary and opted to award all 224 of their delegates to Biden. I'm Norman Hall.
Georgia plans to execute a convicted killer tonight. Willie James Pye was convicted of killing his former girlfriend in 1993. The Mega Millions jackpot for Friday night's drawing is $977 million. This is AP News. The AP's Shelley Adler now on the number of abortions in the U.S.
Medical abortions are up since 2020. More than 6 in 10 abortions last year were done through medication. That's up from 53% in 2020. The Guttmacher Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights, said about 643,000 medication abortions took place in the first full calendar year after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This data was released a week before the High Court will hear arguments in a case that could impact how women get access to mifepristone, which is usually used with another pill in medical abortions. I'm Shelley Adler.
IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says the IRS will expand its pursuit of wealthy tax dodgers. Werfel says the IRS is using tools like artificial intelligence to ferret out abuses. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.